Video: Rosie O'Donnell returns to America again, after fleeing to protest Trump, bashes him at Tony Awards. By Warner Todd Houston on June 8, 2026. Left-wing comedian Rosie O'Donnell is once again traveling to the USA from her new home in Ireland despite claiming that she would never again set foot in our country because of President Donald Trump. O'Donnell infamously pulled up stakes in the U.S. and moved her family to Ireland after Donald Trump was re-elected to the presidency in 2024. O'Donnell claimed for years before Trump's election that the U.S. was no longer her ideal left-wing socialist utopia and had threatened to move to Europe. But she didn't pull the trigger until Trump 2.0 when she quietly left early in 2025 and said that she would never look back. Well, never isn't as long as it used to be. O'Donnell told her fans on TikTok this week that she is in New York and will be staying there for the summer. Watch, if you can stomach it. At Rosie Saturday Ramble, hashtag paparazzi, hashtag Thetania Awards, hashtag Royal Kingdom, hashtag July Original Sound, Rosie O'Donnell. O'Donnell says that she will be putting on a show at the end of July in the Big Apple and announced the venue while attending the Tony Awards. She hit the awards show on Sunday night and lit into President Trump from the red carpet. She may no longer like the U.S., but apparently American money is still good as far as O'Donnell is concerned. Despite saying she does not regret leaving the scary U.S., this is not the first time O'Donnell has sneaked back into the country. She came back in January of this year to see if it was safe for her here with Donald Trump in the White House. She then came back a few months later in April, too. She admitted to her fans that she spent 2 weeks in the U.S. on the second trip. Now she's coming back again, this time for at least 2 months. Never gets shorter every other month with this one. It is certain that Donald Trump lives in O'Donnell's head full time. She has admitted that even her therapist has said that her advanced case of Trump derangement syndrome is extremely unhealthy and that she should just stop worrying about him so much. She also admitted that she couldn't even go 2 hours without exploding over Trump. Indeed, just last month she was seen publicly fantasizing about President Trump's death. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.